Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
As the leaves are changing colors, walnuts dropping from trees are littering the streets. We have two condiment recipes today that feature the earthy taste of walnuts. Chef Orr collected the walnuts we're using from his folks' property in Columbus, Indiana.
And, you know, they have these hard green husks on them, and then when they break open, there's a lot of black kind of goo in there. They actually used to make ink out of that in the olden days. What you do is we hang these up in our garage in a big bag like this, kind of letting the air flow through them, and they cure, and then you get these beautiful meats that take ages and ages to pick, but they're so delicious. They have a completely different flavor than the English walnuts. And what you need to keep them in the fridge or the freezer once you clean them, because they will go rancid on you fairly quickly. But if you keep them in the freezer, they'll last for a year or two.
Before we get cooking, we need to toast the walnuts. This intensifies the flavor and makes them crispier.
So what you're doing is you're getting some of the moisture out of the nut, and you're also concentrating the essential oils and toasting them and making them more fragrant. So you want to do that fairly slowly. The big thing about toasting nuts is they go from brown to black in seconds flat. So you've really got to be careful. And I like to do it, you know, in an oven, and then what you can do is set a timer so you go like back every 2 or 3 minutes and check them, because you could start on the phone or texting somebody and you're going to forget all about them. The one thing you don't want to do, a lot of people, when they do, let's say they put them under a broiler and they forget about them, they start to get black, and they throw the whole tray away. Usually you can just pull those ones off the top and the rest of them are still good. And nuts are really expensive, so you want to make sure that you don't burn them too many times.
Now that they're toasted, we can start working with them. Our first recipe is for a black walnut and maple butter.
So basically, what we're going to do is I've got some butter that I left out overnight, so it's nice and soft. And I'm just going to put that in a bowl.
That is a whole pound of butter,
is
that
right? This is a whole pound of butter. But what we're going to do is we're going to make this into a roll, and then we can keep it in the freezer or the refrigerator, and then you can use it, you know, all winter long. So it's something that will last a long time. To that pound of butter, I'm going to add about a cup of black walnuts, just a pinch of salt, because this was unsalted butter. And then I'm going to add some lemon zest. Lemon zest is that finely grated rind of the lemon, and that's going to give a really nice citrus punch to it. I'm going to add some of our wonderful local maple syrup from Burton's Maple Camp.
Now, is this grade A or grade B?
This is grade B, which has a little more aggressive flavor. And I'm going to add about a quarter of a cup. And then I'm going to add just a little bit of lemon juice. And the acidity will bring out a lot of that nice flavor, cut a little bit of the sweetness of the maple syrup. And then we're just going to mix that together. And we're going to put it out on a piece of parchment paper. You could also use plastic wrap. I'm going to put a little bit in a dish over here, because I've had one of my guys making some pancakes for us to try it on.
No way, really?
So we're going to roll this up, and we're just going to twist the ends and make it like a little, kind of looks like a bonbon or some kind of a little candy. And then you put this in the fridge or the freezer, and it's going to harden up, and then you can slice it and use it anytime you want, and you can enjoy your black walnuts all winter long. And you can flavor a lot of different butters. If you have chives that you want to use up at the end of the season, you can just mix it into some butter and roll it just like this. So there are a lot of different flavorings you could add to butter. All right, so we're just going to put a little bit of that black walnut butter on top of some of our wheat germ pancakes. Drizzle it with a little bit of maple syrup. And there we go. Let's give it a try.
Those wheat germ pancakes are made with flour, sour cream, melted butter, eggs, and baking powder to give them some fluff. Boy, they were amazing. Check out the photo of this tasty breakfast dish on our website, eartheats.org. If you don't feel comfortable collecting walnuts on your own, check out the local farmer's market. I found a vendor who cracks the walnuts for his customers with a special machine right at his table. That's the sound of a walnut cracking, and then you've got the meat on the inside.
Yeah, see, and it also gives me the advantage of seeing whether it's a good meat or not. See, this one's too wrinkled, so I won't sell that one. So this is another way of screening them before I sell them to people. I make sure that they get good quality nut meats this way.
Tracy Branham forages for walnuts at his father-in-law's property in southern Monroe County. As he describes, walnuts are harder to prepare than people might realize.
You have to get them while the hull on them is still green. Then you have to get the hull off, which typically for a large operation, if it's a commercial operation, they have hauling machines. But for myself, I have to use a truck and a driveway. You just run over the hulls, and then when they come off, you take a rake and rake out the shell, the nut itself. Then you have to wash them off, because you want to get as much of that hull off as you can. Otherwise, it will absorb it and make the nut meat bitter. And the other, while you're washing them, any of them that float, you throw away because they have no nut meat in them. So floating is sort of a way to screen out the bad ones. And then you take the ones that are sinking and get them all clean. Then you have to dry them in the sun for a couple of weeks. Then you have to bag them up and let them cure for about another month. And at that point, they're ready to crack.
Hear more interviews with local foragers and farmers on our website, WFIU.org. This simple recipe for a vinaigrette dressing is a great way to highlight fresh greens.
We've got two different oils here. I've got a blended salad oil, which we're going to turn into a walnut-flavored oil. And then we have the extra virgin olive oil, which, of course, we're not going to heat at all. We want to keep that perfume on its own. So we've got a nice hot pan over here. We're going to add the oil to that. And we're going to add the black walnuts, which we've chopped. And we're going to heat them in the oil. They're going to start to bubble and foam a little bit. And what they're going to do is release some of their essential oils into the neutral salad oil that we had, perfuming it and making it a black walnut oil. You want to cook them just until they start to turn brown and nutty, and they will go from brown to black fairly quickly. So take them off the heat, and we're going to pour that into our pan. Okay, just pouring that into a mixing bowl. You smell that black walnut aroma? To me, it smells kind of the wood, kind of earthy and perfect for those astringent bitter greens. We've got some extra virgin olive oil, some lemon juice, a little bit of fresh thyme, some minced garlic. Okay, we're going to add some scallions, a little bit of salt and pepper, and some mustard. The mustard's going to help emulsify the dressing. To show off this little salad, we have this nice little rockette arugula. So just take a couple spoonfuls. Okay, then we're just going to toss that. And then to play off the black walnut flavor, we're going to add some local goat cheese. I'm going to decorate this with a little bit of diced tomatoes. And you have a nice simple salad. Make a great lunch with a nice crusty loaf of bread or a good starter at dinner time.
Print off these walnut recipes from our website and try them for yourself. While you're online, check out our blog. We've welcomed aboard a number of new contributors. Join the conversation at eartheats.org. Get foodie updates all week long by friending us on Facebook, facebook.com/eartheats. And don't miss a single podcast from Earth Eats by subscribing on iTunes. Learn how online, eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.